And as President-elect Barack Obama starts to build his administration, there's a debate over what sort of mandate he got from the voters. How should Mr. Obama kick off his presidency? Not surprisingly, this debate is among Democrats, as Republicans have their own murky future to argue about. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on the Democrats' debate.
One of the many benefits of being the president-elect is that you get a lot of unsolicited advice. And although it's only been 2 weeks since Election Day, Barack Obama is already being bombarded with suggestions from all points on the Democratic compass. Should he go fast or go slow? Should he push a huge stimulus package or a merely big one? And should a transformation of healthcare and energy be top priorities in the first year, or should they wait?
I think the enormous risk here is that the Obama administration will think too small.
That's economist Bob Kuttner. He's written a new book called Obama's Challenge, and he's urging the new administration to pursue an ambitious liberal agenda.
The conventional wisdom is still alive and well. There are still lots of people who think that larger deficits are a bigger risk than Great Depression II. There are a lot of warmed-over Clintonistas whose fingerprints are all over the deregulation that brought us this travesty, who are advising Obama.
Kuttner was speaking on Saturday at a conference sponsored by the Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt Institute to mark the 75th anniversary of FDR's election and to offer advice to the new president, who's inheriting the worst economic crisis since FDR. Jonathan Alter, the author of a book on FDR's first 100 days, says Roosevelt should be the model and that Obama should craft a new New Deal.
My reaction was they've got too many Clintonians in there right now. They need to get 1993 out of their heads. And they need to get 1933 into their heads.
But those Clintonians are pushing back. At a briefing in Washington yesterday titled pointedly, Is This 1932 or 1992? Two Clinton White House veterans discussed research that may pour cold water on those who think the election was a mandate for bold progressive governance. Former White House official Elaine Kmark says that while today people are demanding action from the government, Americans' trust in government is still historically low. Only 24% of Americans say they believe the federal government will do what's right.
In the flush of an election, people forget that this is a long-standing characteristic of the American public that hampers your ability to act.
Kmark agrees that Obama should move quickly and boldly, but thinks he should rebuild trust in government before he moves on to big systemic changes in healthcare or energy. Bill Galston, another Clinton White House veteran, says Democrats eager to proclaim an Obama-led realignment should keep something else in mind. The size of the Democrats' new majority in Congress is still relatively small.
It's easy to forget that by 1936, Republicans were down to 88 House seats and 16 seats in the Senate. The changes that have occurred during the past two cycles, while significant, do not come close to that quintessential realignment. And so we are saying, as a political matter, the declaration of a realignment is at the least premature.
As the debate rages about how fast or slow Obama should go, many of the president-elect's supporters are also weighing in. Some see disappointing signals. The liberal blogosphere is full of complaints. Hillary Clinton as a possible Secretary of State, Senator Joe Lieberman forgiven and back in the fold, that bury the hatchet meeting with John McCain, and word that no Bush administration official will be prosecuted for torture. The president-elect himself hasn't said much to clarify where he stands in this war for his heart and mind, but on 60 Minutes on Sunday, he did add another presidential analogy to the mix that might not make liberal Democrats happy.
Whether it's coming from FDR or it's coming from Ronald Reagan, if the idea is right for the times, then we're going to apply it.
Sounds like the president-elect wants to be pragmatic and, for inspiration, ecumenical. One other clue. On his plane recently, Mr. Obama was overheard by reporters saying into his cell phone, quote, I don't want us to go lurching so far in one direction, unquote. It will probably be a little while longer until Democrats left and center get a clear view of just how Mr. Obama plans to govern. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.